January 12, 2014, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adikanda Chapter 8, Jagannath Mishra's Tirubhav, or Disappearance. For some short time, Jagannath Mishra had suspended the studies of his son Vishwambhar Nimai, and now he's again starting them. Navadvipe ache adyapaka shiromani Gangadasa Pandit J. Hena Sandipani. Living in Navadvip, there was the best of all teachers named Gangadas Pandit, who was non different from Sandipani Muni. Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Vyakarana Shastra. Ekanta tattvavit tanradhani parite prabhura samihita. Gangadas Pandit was in full knowledge of the shastras on vyakaran or grammar. He was a tattvavit. So Mahaprabhu desired to study under him. Bhujilena putrera engita mishravar putra sange gela ganga dasa dvijagar. Understanding the desire of his son, Jagannath Mishra took him to the house of Gangadas, the Brahmin. Mishra deki Gangadasa sambrame utila arlingana kari eka asane vasila. When Nimai and his father Jagannath arrived, Gangadas stood up out of respect and embraced Sri Mishra. They then sat together on an asan. Mishra bole putrami dilun tamastan padaiba shunaiba sakala apane. Jagannath Mishra said, I am offering my son to you, Dilun Tomastani. Please teach him everything. Gangadasa bole, Bharabhagya se amara, padaimo jata shakti achaye amara. Pandit Gangadas replied, it is my great fortune, Bharabhagya. I will teach Nimai to the best of my ability. Shishya deki parama anande Gangadas putra praya kariya rakila nijapash. Gangadas was experiencing paramanand, the topmost joy and bliss, to see his new student, Shishya deki, and he treated him like his own son. Putra Praya. He protected him and kept him very... Rakila Nijapash. He kept Nimai very close to him, very near him, and he protected him just like his own son. Of course, this is the basic lakshana of Guru. Shishyadeki. He sees his disciples like his, not only his students, but he sees his Shishya as his Putra, his children. And he treats him like a father, treats his sons. Jatavakya Gangadas, Pandit Karena, Sakrit Shunile Matra, Takura Dharina. Gurura Jateka Vyakya, Karena Kandan, Punarbarase Vyakya, Karena Stapan, Sahasra Sahasra Shishya. Pare jata jan hino karo shakti nahi diware dushan. After hearing only once from his teacher Gangadas Pandit, Nimai Vishwambhar would absorb everything that his teacher told. Nimai would refute the explanations of his guru and then establish the explanation that he had just overturned and refuted. There were thousands of students, Sahasra Shishya, but no one had the ability to defeat Vishwambhar Nimai's explanations. Jai Nimai. Dekiyad Buddha Budi Guru Harashita Sarvashishya Shrestha Kari Kari La Pujita. Gangadas was pleased to see the wonderful, amazing intelligence, Adbhuta Buddhi, of Nimai, and he considered Nimai to be his best student, or he honored him or worshipped him as his best student. Jatapade Gangadasa Panditerastan Sabare Takura Chalina Anukshan. Nimai Vishwambhar would regularly challenge and defeat all of Gangadas Pandit's other students. Sri Murari Gupta Sri Kamala Kantanam Krishnanandari Jatta Goshtira Pradhan. Sri Murari Gupta, Sri Kamala Kant, and Sri Krishnanand were some of Nimai Pandit's prominent classmates, Pradhan Goshti. Nimai Pandit challenged Sabare Chalaye Prabhu Fanki Jignashtiya Shishu Gyane Kaya Kichu Na Bole Hasya. Nimai Vishwambhar challenged and defeated all of them, Murari Gupta, Sri Krishnanand, and Kamalakant, and even the elder boys, but everyone considered Nimai just like a child, and they would simply smile at him. Nabole Hasya, Kichu Nabole Hasya. They wouldn't say anything. They would just smile. Hey Mata Pratidin Padiya Shunya Ganga Snane Chale Ninja Vayasya Laya. After school, Nimai regularly went with friends of his own age to bathe in the Ganga. Parujara Antanahi Navadvipa Pure Padiya Madhyane Sabe Ganga Snana Kare. In Navadvip there were innumerable students, and they all took bath in the Ganga at midday. Eko Adya Pakkera Sahasra Shishigan Anyonye Kalaha Karena Anukshan. Each teacher had thousands of students, and they would regularly challenge the students of other teachers. Pratama Vayasa Prabhu Sabhava Chanchal Paduya Ganerasaha Karina Kondal. As Vishwambhar Nimai was young and restless, Sabhava Chanchala, his Sabhava, his nature was restless, Nimai would also quarrel with the other students of other teachers. Keha bole Toraguru Kon Buditar. Keha bole Edeka Ami Shishyajar. One student would challenge another one. Your guru doesn't have much intelligence. He's not very learned. And another one would say, just see whose disciple I am. Ehimata alpe alpe haya gala gali tabe jala fela feli tabe dea bhali. In this way, the students would begin to quarrel with harsh words, gali, gali, gala gali, and soon they would splash water and throw sand at each other. Tabai haya maramari je jahari pade kardama feliya karo gaye kea mare. externally they would beat each other, throw mud at each other. There's so much nice clay, black clay or mud, which packs up into nice tight little balls, convenient to throw at someone. So they would throw the Ganga mud on each other. Rajara dohaidia keho kari dare Maria palaya keha gangara upare. Some boy in the name of the Raj, the king, he would catch another boy, and someone would beat another and then swim across the Ganga to the other side to safety. Eta huda hudi kare paduya sakal bali karamaya sava haya Ganga jal. They wrestled so intensely that the Ganga became full of sand and mud. Jala bari 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 nahi pare narigan na pare karite snan brahmana sajjan. In that situation, the girls, the narigan, the group of ladies, they were unable to fill their water pots. And the gentle Brahmins could not take their bath amidst all these ruffian school children. Parama chanchala prabhu vishwambararai emata prabhu prati ghatte ghatte jai. Prabhu Vishwambararai was most restless. Vishwambar would go from one bathing ghat to the other. From Mahaprabhu ghat to Bharakona ghat to Madai's ghat to Nagariya ghat and all the ghats along the Ganga, he would go one after the other. And what did he do there? At each ghat, bathing place, Pratighatte padujhara antanahi pai takura kalahakari pratitani tani. At each ghat there were innumerable students, and Nimai Vishwambar would debate with all the students at every ghat. Pratighatte jaya prabhu gangaya santari eka ghatte duichari danda kridakari. Vishwambar would swim to each ghat and enjoy debating there for 1 or 2 hours. Duichari danda. Danda is 24 minutes. So 4 times 24 is about an hour and a half. Jata jata pramanika parujharagan tarabole kalaha karaha e karan. The senior students would ask the boys, why are you arguing? Jignasa karaha buji karakon budhi britti panji tikara ke jane deki shudhi. So these senior boys were saying, they were challenging Nimai Vishwambar. They were saying, let us see who can explain the proper forms of vritti, panji, and tika. Vritti is a brief explanation of a verse, Sanskrit verse. A tika is an expanded explanation of a verse, and a panji is a poetic description of a subject. Prabhu bole bhala bhala bhalo ekata hai jignasuka amare jahara chitalai. Nimai Vishwambar replied, yes, balo, balo, good, good. You can ask me anything you like. Keha boli, eta kene kara ahankara. Ete kene kara ahankara, Prabhu boli. Jignasaha je chite tomara. One student asked Nimai, why are you so puffed up, so conceited? And Nimai replied and again repeated, ask me whatever you like. Dattu sutra vakkanaha bole se paduya. Prabhu bole, Vakanije Shuna Manadiya. That same student then challenged Nimai. He said, all right then, explain the sutras on verbal roots. And Vishambhar said, listen carefully and attentively to what I will now say. Sarva Shakti Samanvita Prabhu Bhagavan Karilena Sutra Vyakya Jehaya Praman. The all-powerful Sarva Shakti Samanvita, Supreme Lord Bhagavan Vishwambhara, then explained the sutras, Sutra Vyakya, according to the prescribed grammatical rules. The perfect evidence. Vyakya Shuni Sabe Bole, Prashamsa Vachan, Prabhu Bole Ebe Suno, Kari Je Kantan. Hearing his explanation, everyone praised Nimai Vishwambhara. Then Vishwambhara said, now hear me refute and overturn everything I just explained. Jatta Vyakya Kaila Tahadushila Sakal Prabhu Bole Stappa Ebe Kara Achebala. After Nimai Vishwambhara refuted each of his own explanations, he then asked, now who can reestablish these explanations? Chamat Kara Sabai Bhavina Mane Mane Prabhu Bale Shuna Ebe Kariye Stapane. Everyone there was struck with wonder. Chamatkar Bhav Mane Mane. The Nimai said, now listen to me, and I myself will reestablish those explanations. Punahena Vyakya Kari Lena Gora Chandra Sarvamate Sundara Kutau Nahimanda. Gora Chandra then reestablished those explanations in such a wonderful way. Punahina Vakya Sarvamate Sundara. They're very, very beautiful. Nahimanda. And no one could find any error or fault in the explanation of Vishwambhara. Jatasava Pramanika Parujaragan Santoshe Sabaiya Karilena Alingan. All the senior students then embraced Nimai in satisfaction. Paruja Sakalabole Hajigare Jaha Kalije Jingnasitaha Bali Bari Jaha. The other students said, all right, today you can go home and tomorrow we will have more questions for you. Emata Pratidin Janavira Jale Vaikunta Nayaka Vidya Vaikunta Nayaka Vidya Rase Kela Kele. In this way, the Lord, the hero of Vaikunta, Vaikunta Nayak, enjoyed his pastimes as a student playing in the water of the Ganga. Vidya Rase Kela Janavira Jale Pratidin, day after day. Pratidin, in this way, every single day, Pratidin, day after day, he went in the Janavi or Ganga. Mahaprabhu ki jai. He krira lagya sarvagya brihaspati shishya saha navadripe haila utpati. To assist Vishwambhara's pastimes, the omniscient Prihaspati took birth in Navadvip along with his disciples. Jalakrita Kari Prabhu Shishyagana Sange Shane Shane Gangara Upare Jayarange. While sporting in the Ganga, the Lord and his friends would swim to the other side. Bahu Manaratta Purve Achila Gangar Jamunara Deki Krishna Chandra Vihar Habi Hai Bekamora Jamunara Bhagya Niravari Gange Balilena Vakya Jadya Pia Gangaja Bhavari Vandita Tata Pia Jamunara parase vanchita, vancha kalpa taruba, vancha kalpa taru prabhu shri gaurasunda, jana vira vancha purna kare nirantara, kari baho vira krida, jana vira jale, Griha Elena Gora Chandra Kutuhale. So this is a series of six verses revealing the position of Ganga and Yamuna and revealing Ganga's intense desire to have the same fortune, Bhagya, as her sister Yamuna. Seeing the good fortune of the Yamuna River in attaining the association of Krishna Chandra and Krishna Chandra with sport, Krishna Chandra Vihara, Ganga Ma cherished a desire to have the same opportunity, so thus she always prayed, when will I be fortunate like the Yamuna? Although Brahma and Shiva worship Ganga, still Ganga Devi desires the good fortune of the Yamuna. Since Sri Gaurasundara is a wish-fulfilling desire tree, he constantly satisfied the desires of Ganga. Janavira Vanchapurna, he completely, Vanchapurna, completely satisfied without any end. Kari Nirantara, without end, he continually satisfied the desires, fulfilled all the desires of Janava. How? By enjoying various pastimes in the water of the Ganga every day. Then Sri Gaurachandra would joyfully return to his home. Jatta vidikari prabhu Sri Vishnu pujan tulasire jaladiya karina bhojan. Nivishambhar Nimai would worship Vishnu, Sri Vishnu puja, according to rules and regulations, vidikari, and after watering Tulsi he would take his meal, karina bhojan. Bhojana kariya matra prabhu se kshane Pushtaka laiya giya vasena nirjane. After his meal, Vishambhar would sit with his books in a lonely place, solitary place. Apane karena prabhu sutra tipani bulila pushtaka rase sarva deva mani. Nimai Vishambhar, the crest jewel of the demigods, sarva deva mani, fully absorbed himself in his studies and composed his own commentary in the sutras. Dekiya anande bhase mishra mahashay ratridini harishe kichui na janaya janaya. Seeing it, his son Vishambhar studying so attentively, Jagannath Mishra floated in an ocean of bliss and forgot whether it was day or night. He was so satisfied and pleased to see his son studying so rigorously. Dekiti dekiti Jagannath Putra Mukha Niti Niti Pai Anir Vanchaniya Sukha. Every day Jagannath Mishra felt indescribable happiness on seeing the face of his son. Jemate putrera rupa kare mishrapan sa sharire sayujya haila kivatan. Sri Mishra drank the nectar and beauty of Vishambhar's form in such a way that it appeared that he had merged his body with Vishambhar. Sayujya vakon Ob Adi Sukatane Sayuj Jadi Sukamishra Appa Kariyamane. Jagannath Mishra, however, considered the happiness of merging with the Lord to be most insignificant. Appakari. Jagannath Mishra Paya Bahu Namaskar Ananta Brahmandanat Putra Rupe Janra. I offer unlimited obeisances at the feet of Sri Jagannath Mishra, whose son was the Lord of innumerable universes, Ananta Brahmananda. Ananta Brahmananda Nath, Pucharupe, in the form of his son was actually the Nath of unlimited Brahmandas, universes. Emata Mishra Chandra Dekite Putrere Niravadi Basse Vipar Ananda Sagare. In this way, whenever he saw his son, Sri Mishra Chandra, would float in an ocean of bliss. Kamadeva Jiniya Prabhu Se Rupavan Pratyange Yange Se Lavanya Anupam. The beauty of Lord Vishwambhara Nimai surpassed Cupid. Kamadeva Jiniya Prabhu Se Rupavan. His Prabhu, Vishwambhara Prabhu's body form was possessed such a form. Each of Vishwambhara Nimai's limbs was extraordinary, beautifully. Lavanya Anupam, incomparable effulgence, Lavanya, gloss and shine. Iha Deki Mishra Chandra Chintena Antare Dakini Dhanave Pache Putre Balakari. Seeing the beauty of his son, Jagannath Mishra thought, I'm afraid that my son may be attacked by Dakinis or Danavas, ghosts or demons. And Dakini is actually a female follower of Bajrakali. She's like a witch or a sorceress. And Danava means a demon. And he was hoping his son would be able to overpower these negative beings. Bhaye Mishra Putre Samarpaye Krishnastan Hase Prabhu Gorachandra Adi Takeshune. Out of fear, Sri Mishra surrendered his son at the lotus feet of Krishna as Gorachandra smiled while watching from a secluded place. In other words, he approached their deity, their Anuksaja Vishnu deity or Krishna deity, and was praying to the deity to protect his son from Dakinis and Danavas. And Gorachandra was watching from a distant place, watching his father petition the deity and pray to the deity to protect his son. Mishra Bole Krishna Tumi Rakshita Sabar Putra Prati Shubhadrishti Kariba Amar. Jagannath Mishra prayed, O Krishna, you are the protector of all. Please glance mercifully on my son. Jai Tomara Charana Kamala Smriti Kare Kabo Vigna Nai Se Tahana Mandire Tomara Smarana Hina Jai Jai Papastan Tataya Dakini Bhut Preta Adishtan. This is more of his prayer. O my Lord Krishna, whoever remembers your lotus feet, Tomara Charana Kamal Smriti, will never face any disturbances. Kabu Vignana Aise Mandare, in his home or in his temple, there will never be any obstacles. Those sinful places where you are not remembered are the residences of ghosts, witches, and evil spirits. Smaranahina, where someone is not remembering you, that's this Papastan. It is a place of sin. And who lives there? Dakinis and Bhuts and Pretas. They have established themselves there, where there's no chanting of the holy name or no puja of worship of Krishna. No remembrance of the Lord. They take advantage of that negative tamasic atmosphere that is devoid of God. The Jatra Shavanadini Raksho Nani Sakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bartur Yatu Danyash Chatatrahi. This is from the Bhagavatam spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. My dear king, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of bhakti, hearing and chanting, there cannot be any danger from bad elements. Therefore, there was no need for anxiety about Gokul while Krishna was personally present there. So, of course, we hear from the Bhagavatam that Putana was ordered by Kamsa to kill all the children in the district of Mathura under his control, because possibly one of those would be the angel of death, the eighth son of Devaki, to kill him. So Putana was roaming all around Braj Mandal, killing children. So someone may wonder, well, what about the gopas and coward boys in Nanda's village? So then Shukadeva spoke this verse to indicate that one who's chanting Krishna's names has never any difficulty. So then one may have a doubt. So what children was Putana killing in Braj Mandal? So Shukadeva Goswami spoke this verse to answer that question. Krishna arranged, the Lord arranged that Putana killed all those children who were against Krishna and adverse to him because they belonged to the party of Kamsa. So Putana's arrival in Braj, it simply acted to nourish the pastimes of Krishna and increase the love and affection of the Brijbasis headed by Yashoda. And this is all arranged by the Lord's Leela Shakti, pleasure potency. Otherwise, it's a fact that such demonesses cannot disturb a place where hearing and chanting about Krishna is the main activity. Ami toradhasa prabhu jate ke amara rakiba pane tumi sakala tamara ateva jatachi vigna na sankata na asuka kavamara putrer nikata. Is another more of the prayers of Jagannath Mishra to his family deity, his Gaur Thakur family, the Thakur of the house, Krishna, Adhoksaja Vishnu, praying to him to protect his son. Therefore, my Lord, please do not allow any vigna, obstacle, or danger disturb my son. Eimata niravadi, Mishra Jagannath, Ekachitte vara mage tuli duihat. Thus, with folded hands and fixed concentration, niravadi ekachitte vara mage tuli duihat, Jagannath Mishra constantly begged for the Lord's mercy. Daive ekadina swapna deki mishravar harishevi sharabara haila antar. Then one day, Jagannath Mishra unexpectedly had a dream that filled his heart simultaneously with lamentation and happiness. Svapna deki stavapari dandavata kari hey Govinda nimani rahuka moragari. After the dream, he offered obeisances and prayed, O Lord Govinda, let my nimai stay at home. Sabe vara krishna mage toratani Krihasta Hayagari Rahuka Nimani. O Krishna, this is the only benediction that I ask. Let Nimai stay at home as a householder. Shachi Jignasaye Vara Haya Vismita Esakala Varakini Maga Achambita. Shachi was astonished and she asked, why are you suddenly asking for these benedictions from the Lord? Mishravole ajimui dekilon swapanna nimani karajache jena shikara mundan. Jagannath Mishra said, Today I dreamed that Nimai shikara mundan, he shaved off his sika, because because the Ek Dandi sannyasis, which he was initiated to later, they burn their sacred threads in a sacrificial fire and shave off their shikas. Abhuta sannyasi besh kahane na jai hase na chekande krishna bali sarvadai. And this is all the conversation of Jagannath Mishra explaining to his wife Shachi about the dream he had of his son taking sannyas. I can't describe how wonderfully Nimai looked dressed as a sannyasi. He laughed and danced and cried while constantly chanting Krishna's name. Advaita Charyadi Jatta Bhaktagan Nimani Vediya Sabe Karina Kirtan Kakano Nimani Vaise Vishnurab Katai Charana Tuliya Deye Sabara Matai Chaturmukha Panchamukha Sahasrabadan Sabe Gai Yena Jaya Sri Shachinandan Mahanande Chaturdike Sabe Stuti Kare Dekiya Marabaye Vakye Nahi Spore. Jagannath Mishra said to his wife, in this kirtan where I saw my son, where I saw his son, the shaved up bald headed sannyasi, he was joined by Advaitacharya and all the devotees were circumambulating Nimai with kirtan. Then the next one, when I saw Nimai sitting on the simhasan, the throne of Lord Vishnu, and placing his feet on the heads of the devotees, and standing there in the audience, Chaturmukha Panchamukha Sahasravadan Sabegayena Jai Sri Shachinandan. I saw standing there a little bit apart from all the kirtan party, I saw Lord Brahma and Shiva and Anta Shesh. Everyone was chanting Jai Shachinandana, Jai Shachinandana, Jai Shachinandana. As I watched the devotees in all directions offered prayers of great ecstasy, I was speechless out of fear. Katakshani deki koti koti loka laya nimai bulena prati nagare nachya. Shortly thereafter, I saw Nimai dancing through the streets of Navadvip, surrounded by millions of people. Koti koti lok. Lakshakoti loka ne manira pache dhai. Brahmanda sparshiya sabihari dwani gai. The innumerable people followed Nimai, and the sound of their chanting the names of Hari pierced the coverings of the universe. Touched the Brahmanda. Chaturdike shuni matra nirmanira stuti nilachali jaya sarva bhaktera samhati. The only sound I heard was the prayers that were being offered to Nimai from all sides as they traveled on the path to Nilachala. Ehi swapna deki chinta pana sarvatai virakta haiya pache putra bahirai. After seeing this dream, I became filled with anxiety that Nimai will leave home and take sannyas. Sachi bole swapna to me, dekhila gosai chintana kariya gari rahibe Nimai. Nimani, rather. Rahibe Nimai. Now, after hearing this description of this dream from her husband, now Sachi replies, although you had such a dream, don't worry. Nimai will surely stay home. Punti chari nimani na jane kona karma vidya rasa tarahayat jache sarvadharma. Sachi continued, Nimai Vishwambar is not interested in anything other than his studies, as if that was to become his life and soul. Imata param udhara duvijan nanakata kahe puchasnehara karan. This way, the most exalted couple discussed various topics out of affection for their son. Hinamate katadin taki mishravar anterdhano hailanitya shuddha kalevar.